We're continuing the Shir in Likut Halachas, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Dvorim Hayoitzim in Achai, Halacha Dalid. But now Rav Nosson Zal labels the next part of this Halacha. He gives it an additional label, Hilchas Dvorim Hayoitzim in Achai. That in this next few pages, he's going to be discussing the laws of milk and honey, which come from a living item, milk that comes from a kosher animal, from a cow, from a goat, or honey that comes from an unkosher species, from a bee, and yet the honey is kosher. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain a lot of things related to this that are connected to what we've been learning till now. Paragraph Lamed Vov. V'zeh b'chinas dvorim hayoytzim enachai shehitiro toiro b'loy shchito shem cholov u'dvosh. This is tied into certain things that come from a living thing that the Torah considers permissible even without any process of shchita, such as milk and honey. Ki kol isurei hamacholim veheterom hakoil kifi habirur hatoiv mehora kiyodua. Rav Nosson Zal says, the way that things are classified, that there are certain things that are permissible and certain things that are forbidden, is all based on the separation of good from bad that has to take place. V'alkein osro toiro ever menachai, and this is the reason why the Torah says that to take a limb from a living animal and eat it, you know, cut it off and eat it, without the animal having been slaughtered properly, is forbidden. That's called Eivar Menachai. Ki yefshir lanu levarer hatoiv mehara mehabehemo bechayeho. Because of the fact that it's impossible for us to extract the good from the bad, to separate the good from the bad in a behemo while the behemo is still living. Vafilu ho'odom shegodol b'mayla mikulam, and even a human being who is the highest level of creation. Val yodo ikar habirur, and man is the main player in creation that makes all of these birurim, all of these tikunim. Yefshaloi lahashlam habirur adachar moisoi. A human being cannot complete the birur, the tikun that a human being has to done, until after his passing away. Mikolshkein, kol habalei chayim. How much more so the case of other living things, she'ein nigmar biruram, kiim achar misosam, where their tikkun is not completed, is not able to be accomplished until after they die. She'oz heim shovim el ho'ofor, that's when they return to dirt, to dust, she'idezeh gmar biruram, and that's what completes their tikkun, this selection of good from bad. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ki ofor ato vel ofor toshuv. You come from dirt and you're going to return to dirt. Bechinas hakoil hoyom en ofor vakoil shovel ofor. As it says in Koheles, everything comes from dirt and everything returns eventually to dirt. Ki bechinas ofor mechale umevatel zuamas hasheker b'shoroshim, because ofor is the thing that has the ability to eliminate and nullify completely the filth, the negative aspects of sheker, of falsehood, in its source. Ad shemuchroch lo shuvel hoemes shenishlach ad lo favoritz, and to bring things to a point where the sheker has to do tshuva, it has to return to the emes, which has been thrown to the floor, to the dirt, in this world. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Daniel, v'tashlech emes orzo, that the emes has been thrown to the ground. Umishom daiko choizer v'tzimeach emes, and it's from the ground, from the lowest levels, that the emes springs forth, you know, sprouts forth and blossoms. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, emes me eretz titzmoch, the truth will blossom forth from the eretz, from the earth, from the ground. Me eretz daiko, ukemavur le'el mizeh linyan kisui dam be'ofor ayin shom. It says emes me eretz titzmoch, the emes will come from the eretz, from the artzius, from the lowest level, as we discussed earlier in paragraph Chav Gimel, and as we're going to discuss further. regarding the issue of kisui dam, covering the blood of a chaya after it's shechted with ofor. V'al kein ein yecholim leichol shum eiver ubosar min hachai kim al yidei tikkun hashechita. Based on this, you can understand why we're not allowed to eat any organ of an animal or any flesh of an animal while it's while that was taken from the animal while the animal was alive, unless the animal first went through the tikkun of shechita. Ki kishemoytzien hanefesh al yidei hashechita oz yecholim lavororo ulaochlo bigdusha, because when the nefesh of that animal is extracted through the shechita process, then we have the ability to select out the good from the bad and to eat it bigdusha. Bebechinas tikkun hamizbeach kanal, that our eating should accomplish a similar tikkun to what the korbanos on the mizbeach accomplished. Ki kol hadvorim achar yitzias nafsham heim bebechinas ofor. Because everything in this world, once its nefesh leaves it, it's like ofor, it's like a piece of dirt. Ki nishar ke ofor doimim, because it's lifeless, like a clod of earth. Me'achar sheyotzo hachius mehem, because of the fact that the life left it. V'gamoz he'mizbalim v'choyzrem lofor. And usually what happens, when the life leaves an item, it rots, it spoils, and turns to dirt, to dust. Oy, kishoich lamoisam, or if a human being eats it, let's say an animal has been shechted, and then its flesh was processed in a kosher way 100%, and now a human being eats it, choizrim lofor al yidei hoichlam, that the flesh of that animal will return to ofor through the one that's eating it. Ki hakol muchroch lachzer lofor, because everything has to eventually return to ofor. Kama shekosuv hakol hoya v'kol sheva lofor, as the pasuk in Koheles we mentioned earlier. Ve'ikar chazarosam lofor achar yitzias nafsham, and their main returning to dirt takes place only after the nefesh has left them. She'oz heim b'chinas ofor, then without the nefesh, without life, it's considered like ofor. V'al kein kol zman shabehema b'chayeho ein moyel shum tikun ubirur. And it's for this reason that as long as the animal is living, there's no tikun or birur that can be done on that animal, on the flesh of that animal. Ki adayin ruach habehemis shenechas boi hu avir hamevulvol b'chinas ruach sora machlekes hu adayin betokvoi. Because the animal in that animal, the avir hamevulvol, the storm, the machlekes, all the negative aspects of that are still very strong. They're very much alive and dominant in that animal while the animal is living. And therefore, it's impossible for us to enlighten the good that's found in that animal, the spirituality that's in there, to enlighten it about its goodness, about its specialness, ad shas yitzias hanefesh al yidei shechita, until the soul, the nefesh of that animal, has left it through a shechita process. She'oz machni en ruach habehemis. When we do the shechita, we're subduing the animal. Umevarin hatoiv hakovush, and we're sorting out, we're extracting the good that's suppressed in there. Al yidei mitzvah shechita koroi, by performing the mitzvah shechita properly. V'al kein osur eivar min hachai. It's for this reason that Eiver Menachai is forbidden. Taking flesh that's been taken from an animal before the animal went through a shechita process and trying to eat that flesh, trying to elevate it in any way, we cannot do that. Human beings cannot do that. Aval cholov Menachai hitira toira beloi tikkun hashechita. Whereas milk that's taken from a living animal without the animal having gone through any shechita process, that the Torah considers permissible. Ki hecholov mizbareres miyad, because the milk gets its tikkun immediately, instantaneously. Ki hecholov mishave b'shas hoylodo, because we know usually when is milk formed? When there's a birth. In human beings, when does the woman start generating milk? When there's a birth that's about to take place, or when the birth does take place. ובכל הילודה והילודה יש בירור. And every single time that there's a birth, there's a bירור taking place. There's a תיקון taking place. There's a sorting out of good from bad. כמבור לאל, as we learned earlier, שהטויב שאיפשר לוצס מהורה, אפילו כשמוידין לא יהואמס, מחמה שמסגברנו לו מאוד ומכניס נויסי בועמק מחשבתם, הוא יוצא על ידי זרע הילודים וכולו כנל. As we explained earlier, quoting from Likutei Moran, that when there is good, when there is spirituality that's found inside the possession of the Sitra Achra, and the goodness is locked up there so tightly that we can't pull it out. We can't get it out. Because when we try to get it out, the Sitra Achra digs its fangs into it stronger and pushes it deeper inside into its consciousness, into its moyach, into the moyach of the Sitra Achra, so that we should not be able to get it out. So Rabbeinu Zal explains, when that happens, the only way that that goodness ends up coming out is in the next generation. When that animal, or when that lahat, or when that goy ends up giving birth, and the seed originates from the brain, from the consciousness, it's in the next generation that that goodness is not so tightly locked up, and it can be released, and it can be corrected. V'al kein b'chol hoylodo sheba'olam, and for this reason, in every single birth that takes place in the world, hein bebnei adam, whether it's by human beings, hein afilu bechayos ubehemos, or by animals, domesticated animals and non-domestic animals, yesh birur. There is a birur taking place. There is a sorting out of good and bad. There is a tikkun being accomplished when an offspring is born in the human kingdom, in the animal kingdom. כי בשביל זה מטריח את עצמו השם יזבורך לקיים הוילו מדור לדור. Because this is actually the reason why Hashem bothers to keep the world going from generation to generation, ולא צור צורס כל הוולודויס, and to form all of these children, all of these offspring, you know, even from animals and everything, בשביל להשלים הבירור על ידי ההוילודויס, in order to complete the tikkunim that have to be accomplished, in order to complete the sorting out of good from bad that has to be accomplished through those births, through those offspring. Ki habirur einoi nishlam kiim al yedei hoylodo izdaika. Because this birur cannot be completed through any other way other than through births. Sheze b'chinas mitzvahs piriyah v'riviyah. This is the incredible significance of the first mitzvah to Torah. To propagate, la'aposha u'laylodo, to multiply and to give birth. Shehi mitzvah rishoyno, lohaniach bonimboyim. This is the first mitzvah to leave behind children in the world. V'chein afilu bebehemois v'chayois, osra ha'toyro lesoreis shum behema v'chayo. And even when it comes to animals, Hashem, the Torah has taught us that it's forbidden for a Jew to sterilize any kind of animal. Ki ikar hashleimus habirur al yedei hoylodo, because the main shleimus of the sorting out from good from bad that has to take place in this world is accomplished through births. Kimuva bekisvei Arizal, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. V'al kein bechol hoylodo sheba'olam yesh birur, and therefore in every single birth that takes place in this world, there's birur taking place. There's a tikkun taking place. V'afilu im bohilodo zu noilad rosho, and even if from this particular birth the baby that was born ends up being a rosho, a terrible person, afal pikein yesh birur, still there has been some progress made. There's a birur that happened. Ki bevada yesh boi ezet sad letoiva, because even in a rosha there is some aspect of good. Val piroiv yenoilad mimenu oimi zaroi ezet kosher oitzadi. And in most cases, either from him or eventually from his children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren, there will eventually be born a tzaddik, or a religious person at least. A righteous person, asher rak bishvil zeh nivra, whereby that's why that Russia was created. He was created so that eventually from him would come forth, you know, a righteous person. U'kemavur le'el bo'yis chavov, as we discussed earlier in paragraph chavov. V'alkein bechol hoylodo sheba'olam yesh birur. And therefore, Rav Nosson Sal keeps repeating this because obviously he feels it's necessary to repeat it. He wants to emphasize and re-emphasize. He's giving us a pair of glasses to know how to look at the world properly, to know how to look at life properly, to know what's going on. That any time a birth takes place in this earth, there's a birur being done. There's a tikkun being accomplished. And this is the concept of the milk that's generated whenever there's a birth. That's an example that shows us a physically living example of a birur that's taking place. As the Gemara says in Bechoros, dam nekar v'nas hecholov, that the blood is being converted to milk. Red is being converted to white. Shehu bechinas birur shenas hapech mirah l'toiv. This is symbolic of a birur taking place, that bad is being turned into good. Midam lecholov, from blood to milk. V'alkein hecholov shel minim tohoirim mutar b'loy shchita. And it's for this reason that milk that comes from a kosher species of animal, like a cow or a goat, that milk is permissible without any shchita. You don't have to do anything to it. Just milk it and drink it. Because the minute that a birth is being initiated by within that animal, the milk is kosher already. The milk that's generated is kosher. The hoiloda made the tikkun that was needed for the milk to be kosher. The paragraph Lamed Zayin, V'chein dvash, hi tira ha-toira. And honey also the Torah considers permissible. Kihu mizbarer me'elov b'shas hisavusoi alite Hashem yizborach bi'atzmoi. Because honey is unique in this world. Honey is one of the few things that Hashem himself makes the birur the moment it's created. The moment honey is created, Hashem makes whatever birur needs to be done, whatever tikkun needs to be done, whatever separation of good from bad that needs to be done. Udvash hu chiddush yoiser micholov, and dvash is even more of a chiddush, more unusual than milk. Ki hecholov hu al kol ponim miminim tohirim, because milk at least comes from a kosher species of animal. V'hadvash hu midvoirim shem tmeim, whereas dvash comes from bees, which are classified in the Torah as a tomei species. Impure. V'yafal pikein hadvash hayoytze mehem hitira toira v'afilu b'loy shum tikkun. And despite that, the Torah considers it 100% permissible without the person doing any act of tikkun. Ki mizbarer me'elov mitumo letara b'shase savusoy aydeshe mizborach bi'atzmoy. Because honey becomes fixed up. Whatever fixing needs to be done, any tikkun that needs to be done into honey, happens automatically by Hashem at the moment it's generated. Bibichinas, as we have the famous pasuk in Iyov, Kapitel Yudalid, where the pasuk says, Miyitein tohor mitomei. Who has the ability to bring forth pure from impure? Lo yechod. Only Hashem. Only Hashem echod. That's the only one.